Comes from Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Let's pray. God, this morning we just say thank you for a chance to gather together and worship you, to praise your name, to pray to you, to hear the kids worship you through their Christmas program. God, we grab hold of the promise that where two or three are gathered, you are there as well. And so, God, we just recognize that you are here with us as we sing praise and honor your name. And it's through the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome with your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
God greets us this morning with these words. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. And as you've been greeted by God, let's take a moment and welcome and greet those around us this morning.
This is the third Sunday in Advent. We celebrate the joy Christ brings, not just happiness, but joy, true joy that comes from the deep-seated assurance that by his sacrifice, Christ has once and for all paid the penalty for my sins. And because of that, I have eternal life, that because of his sacrifice, my joy is made complete in him.
The only appropriate song to sing on Advent Sunday focused on joy is Joy to the World. So we are going to do that this morning. It has a little bit of a twist, and I hope you enjoy singing it with us.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell.
Thank you. The angels were excited. The boxes of hats had arrived just in time. They are important because the hats will help to tell the world about the birth of a Savior. Each angel gets to deliver one box. One of the angels is in charge of delivering hats to Mary and Joseph. Oops, hopefully Mary and Joseph's hats aren't breakable. Another angel is delivering hats to the wise men. One angel has to make sure the shepherds get their hats. It's too hard to guess what the shepherds' hats will look like, but this angel is sure they will be a good fit. And the last box is a box of hats for the angels. Inside the box is a hat for each angel. I wonder why there are two extra halos in the box. They must be for something special. The angels are sure that God will tell them when to use them when the time is right. Then the angel noticed a note card at the bottom of the box. On that note card were the following words: "Hold on to your hat and remember that God is always with you." Now the angels were even more excited about delivering the box of hats. Not only are they delivering hats, they are also going to be delivering one of God's promises to everyone in the Christmas story. The angels have hard work to do, but this doesn't feel like work. Delivering hats and a promise from God will be a pleasure.
Thank you. It was about that same time when Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all the people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list with. This was the first counting of all the people while Quirinius was governor in Syria. Everyone traveled to their own hometowns to have their name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth to go to the town of Galilee. He went to the town of Bethlehem in Judah. It was now as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. She was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have a baby. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him up well and lay him in a box where cattle are fed. They put him there because the guest's room was full.
Mary and Joseph were settling in at the barn with their new baby when the angel arrived with a box. The angel handed Joseph the box and then quietly slipped out of the barn. Mary looked inside the box and found two hats, one for Joseph and one for herself. Then Joseph noticed a note in the box. It said, "Hold on to your hat and remember God is always with you." God was with them as they looked at Jesus lying in the manger. They knew that this was no ordinary baby. This baby was the Savior God had promised to send to the world. God was with them right here in this barn. God's promise to be with them in the days and weeks ahead was exactly what they needed to hear on their first night together as a family in Bethlehem.
Child is born. God will give us a son who will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace.
Thank you.
Luke 2, verse 8. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem watching their sheep. When the shepherds returned from taking their sheep for a walk, they found a box waiting for them. The box was full of hats. Hats were an important part of a shepherd's gear. Shepherds spend lots of time outside, and weather was never the same from day to day. These hats were going to come in handy. There was one hat for hot weather, there was one hat for rainy weather, and there was a hat for rainy weather. And there were even hats for all the sheep. At the very bottom of the box, the shepherd found a note. On the note was written, "Hold on to your hat and remember God is always with you." The shepherds were glad to hear that God would be with them no matter where they went, because they moved around a lot.
Take. talks first. Hold on. Go ahead.
Most of the time, a shepherd's day with the sheep were pretty predictable. Eat. Sleep. Eat. And sleep some more. Then one day, things got kind of exciting. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very afraid. The shepherds and the sheep were very afraid of the angel. But when the angel started to speak, they realized that the angel was there with good news for them.
The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have some very good news for you, news that will make everyone happy. Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth lying in a feeding box."
The shepherds were thrilled at the news that Christ the Savior had been born. Suddenly, they were surrounded by a group of angels.
Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel. They all praised the Lord, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please him."
The note in the bottom of the shepherd's box was not only a promise for the shepherds, it was a promise for the world. What the world had been waiting for was finally happening. The promised Savior had been born, and the shepherds were excited to go and meet this gift from God.
The angel left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the feeding box. When they saw the baby, they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was surprised. They heard what the shepherds told them. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just the angel had told them.
Jesus was born in the town Bethlehem in Judah, during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked people, "Where is the child who has been born to the king of Jews? He saw the star that shows he was born. He saw it rise in the sky in the east and have come to worship him."
The wise men were curious about what was in the box. Inside of the box were three very beautiful and expensive hats. There was one hat for each wise man. Then the wise men noticed a note in the box. The note said, "Hold on to your hat, and remember God is always with you." The hats were a surprise, but they already knew about this promise. God was providing a star to lead the wise men to the place where Jesus was. They knew God had been with them on their trip so far, and they were confident that God would be with them as the star led them the rest of the way.
After the wise men heard the king they left, they saw the same star they had seen in the east, and they followed it. The star went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. They were very happy and excited to see the star. The wise men came down to the house where the child was with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened the boxes of gifts they had brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Wise men gave their gifts to Jesus. They removed their hats and worshiped the Savior. The wise men gave their gifts, their hats, and their hearts to Christ's child that day. They were full of joy as they returned to their own country to tell everyone about the Savior who had come to the world.
All right, we need you to sing this song with us, if you would. Just sing it sitting down.
It is good to praise the Lord, God Most High. It is good to praise your name. It's good to sing about the love in the morning, about your faithfulness at night.
The Savior who was born in Bethlehem is Emmanuel, and Emmanuel is the promise that God is always with us. The celebration started in Bethlehem, but God's presence in our lives gives us something to celebrate every day.
Well, this morning we're going to keep our focus on Jesus, and we celebrate that miracle. And I think this morning you might also witness a second miracle, as I will be up here for 5 minutes or less. Make my son very happy. I do want to keep the focus on Jesus, and as we've been studying the life of Jesus backwards, working our way back through his life to culminate on his birth and celebrate that on Christmas Day. But we're going to take a break from that just this morning, and we're going to talk about Jesus and worship. And really only three things I want to try to drive home this morning, maybe four. Okay, we'll stop at four. So we were created to worship. We are created in the image of God, and God worships God in the Trinity. And so we're going to look at how Jesus worshiped as the best example of worship for us. And we're going to do that just very quickly this morning through just three things. First, worship like Jesus. See, Jesus lived to glorify God. You can see just a glimpse of that in John 17 where he says, I have brought you glory, that's God, glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Jesus lived on this earth to bring glory to God. And if you read a little bit later in verse 5, it says, God, bring me back to my glory, because God also brought Jesus glory. Matter of fact, it's one of the tenets of the Reformation, one of the five solis, right? Soli Deo Gloria, only for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians says it, so whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so we worship like Jesus, where everything we do, we bring honor and glory to God. We don't do things for ourselves. We don't do things to bring ourselves honor and glory, but we do things to bring honor and glory to God. And so when these kids are up here singing, it's not because we can all show up and tell them how great a job they did, although we should, but it's a reflection to God and his glory. So we worship like Jesus. That's point number one. Number two, we worship through Jesus. We worship through Jesus. Hebrews 13 says it the clearest. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. You see, God created everything good, and we were worshiping God the way we should, but then we sinned. And suddenly, throughout time, we started to worship the created things. There was a God of the sun. There was a God of the stars. There was a God of fire. There was a God of water. As a matter of fact, there are some religions today that have thousands upon thousands of gods. And what happens is that if we don't worship through Jesus, we tend to bend in and worship ourselves and worship our wants, worship our desires. We worship our food. We worship our alcohol. We worship our jobs. We worship our sports. We worship our hobbies. Because as I said, we were created to worship and we're going to worship. But if we worship through Jesus, then we get to enjoy the things he's given us. We get to enjoy our food. We get to enjoy our favorite sports team, even when they lose in the fourth quarter because they can't manage the clock right. Like the Vikings, yeah. And so we worship through Jesus. That's the second point. And then finally, we worship Jesus. We worship Jesus. Now, some of you might say, well, do we just worship God the Father through Jesus? No, we also worship Jesus. And you can see this in the Old Testament. You can see this in Isaiah. Isaiah 6, let me just read that real quickly, the first few verses. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. That train of his robe is talking about the robe of Jesus mentioned in Revelation. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two wings they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Isaiah was talking about Jesus. If you don't believe me, John 12, it says, Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. And so, in the Old Testament, Jesus was worshipped. What about the New Testament? Let me start with just the low-hanging fruit, if you will. Matthew 2, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. That's the wise men. How many wise men were there? Three. Three. Yeah, we don't know, right? There's a whole host of them. They brought three gifts. It was a trick question. But the Magi worshipped Jesus. There's more people that worship Jesus in the New Testament. The blind man he gave his sight to, the demon-possessed man where he cast out the demon. John worshiped him. His disciples worshiped him. Thomas, doubting Thomas, worshiped him. James and John, their mother worshiped him. The angels worshiped him. The churches worshiped him. Mary, his own mother, worshiped him. James and Jude worshiped him. And Saul, who is terrorizing people against him, ended up worshiping him. And so in the New Testament, they worshiped Jesus. So what about us today and into the future? Do we worship Jesus? We do. Let me just take you to Revelation. Revelation 5, it says, in a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise to Jesus." Because we worship Jesus as part of the triune God. And so we worship like Jesus. We worship through Jesus, and we worship Jesus. Let's pray. God in heaven, we just say thank you this morning that we got to sit and watch children worship you, to sing their hearts out to you, to bring praise to you, to bring glory to you, to tell us the Christmas story, to let us know that through it all and in it all, you are in control. And so, God, we think about that this morning as we reflect on the close call that Jerry and Dorothy had. And we just thank you for keeping them safe. We thank you for keeping them safe in their car accident, God. And, God, we know that you're in control. And we look at Drew Geiser getting ready to have a surgery Tuesday. And we just pray for him. We pray for the surgeons. We pray for his family that you will bring them comfort, that you will bring them peace, that you will help them have a successful surgery, God. And God, we also think of Sonny Zambrano, who's back in the hospital, God, and we just commit her to your care. We know that you're in control, even though we don't understand it, God, and we trust you. And we pray this all in Jesus' name, who paid it on Calvary's cross for us. Amen. At this time, we get to continue worshiping God through the giving of our gifts and our offerings. Please give as the Lord has blessed you.
consistent announcement, but Joseph and Rachel are about jumping out of their skin with joy over that, over the church. So praise the Lord for all that great work by everybody.
All right, will you stand for God's blessing? It comes from Numbers 6 this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord give you, turn his face towards you and give you his peace, now and forevermore. Amen.
And crown him Lord.